Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find our friend Russell all by himself. For the last 15 minutes or so, the young man has been established at the library table, gazing without enthusiasm at his open algebra textbook. But at length, having become aware of sounds in the kitchen, he calls inquiringly,
"Hi out there."
"Hi.
Where you been?"
"Backyard."
"I thought you and Gov ran off to the picture show or someplace and forgot to extinguish the lights and lock the doors."
"Would we be asked to do that?"
"No, but neither one of you was on deck. When a person's parents disappear simultaneously, I naturally jump to the conclusion
that..." "What are you doing, studying algebra?"
"Uh-huh."
"I imagine you want to take your book upstairs to your room."
"Why?"
"We got company coming in a minute."
"Yeah?"
"Uncle Fletcher will be here directly. He went across the alley to get Gov out of the indoor horseshoe game in Niece Supper's basement. He's got big, important trash up his sleeve, and you appreciate how he generally is with children around."
"Aw, children. Since when did I start..."
"Wouldn't be able to concentrate on your geography anyway with him talking. I'd scoot now if I was you."
"Uncle Fletcher's got something important up his sleeve, you say?"
"Yes, sir. I was standing out in the alley by the garbage box chatting with Miss Donahue, and he come waltzing up and wanted to know if he can speak to me in private immediately. And where was Gov, and would it be possible to have a family
conference?" "Here they are, I think."
"I don't know how you're
doing." "Yeah, here they are."
"You better skip upstairs."
"No.
I bet you won't be allowed to stay."
"Let me stay until I'm ordered, you guys."
"Hey, in the living room, are they?"
"Yes."
"I never knew but what you stepped out on the front porch."
"No, I'm here."
"I managed to call her Vic."
"Oh, did you?
Hello, Dr. Speaks."
"Hello there. How was the indoor horseshoe game?"
"Grand. Superb. I wish to thunder I was in it."
"Evening, Russell, honey."
"Evening, Uncle Fletcher."
"You on deck, too, are they?"
"Yeah."
"Ciphering out your arithmetic examples, likely?"
"Oh, I'm all done. Just this minute finished. I'm putting my books away."
"I don't know but what he'd best go down cellar or someplace, Sadie, honey."
"See, Willie?"
"Oh, let me say, I'm no interest. I'm not going to give away any secrets."
"On second thoughts, Vic, honey."
Yes, sir.
"On second thoughts, Vic, honey, perhaps he should remain."
"Yeah, remain. Let me remain. I'll remain, Uncle Fletcher."
"He is a member of the family group, just like the rest of us."
"Sure."
"Russell, honey."
"Yes?"
"Remain."
"All right, you bet."
"Well, what is this? I want to get back to Ike Neesupper's basement. I got 8 ringers and 14 leaners in my system, and I want to get him out."
"Vic, Sadie, and Russell, honey, I come to you with astonishing news.
Enormous new developments of a startling nature."
"I think perhaps I should do the talking."
"Miss Keller getting
married." "I think perhaps I should do the talking."
"Well, did I guess right?"
"I'll do the talking and attempt to put you people privy to what has happened. After I've done that, you can feel free to ask all the questions you choose."
"In English class the other day, the teacher decided..."
"As for you, Russell, honey, I feel that perhaps you had better say anything at all."
"Okay."
"I have everybody's attention now, are they?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Mr. Harry Feeburn of Yellow Jump, North Dakota, as all present knows, is the approaching bridegroom of my landlady, Miss Leota Keller."
"No."
"Mr. Harry Feeburn, as also all present knows, has been since last week in residence at the Butler House Hotel."
"Mm-hmm."
"Mr. Harry Feeburn, Vic, Sade, and Russell, honey."
"Yeah."
"Has disappeared."
"What?"
"No."
"I thought I'd better call a family conference at once. I thought we should get the jump on the inquisitive public and make our decisions before the newspaper reporters yap at our heels."
"When did he disappear, Uncle Fletcher?"
"If we work fast and move like lightning, we might be able to outwit the eager, curious public and find out where we stand before the surging mob gathers around the house yelling and screaming for information and details."
"Has he been murdered or something?"
"Before I give instructions for the lakes and rivers to be dragged, Sadie, honey, and organize posses around this section of the country, I believe I'll use your telephone and put in calls to the chiefs of police of Clifton, Decatur, Peoria, and LaSalle.
Hey, now, just a second, Uncle Fletcher.
In Jacksonville."
"Hey, wait now. What's all this about dragging rivers and organizing posses?"
"We want to keep a jump ahead of the newspaper."
"You want to use our telephone for all that?"
"I can't very well use my landlady's. My landlady is Harry Feeburn's approaching bride. My landlady is the last person on earth we want to find out about Feeburn's disappearance. She'd succumb to a state of complete collapse if she discovered Feeburn's disappearance."
"When did Feeburn disappear?"
"What?
Hey, you guys are yelling at each other."
"Woman for you, huh, Vic, honey? She wonders why I don't use Miss Keller's telephone to notify the dozens of chiefs of police here in Central Illinois. Sadie, honey, think. Miss Keller is Feeburn's approaching bride. How would she feel if I went home and used her telephone and called up 15 or 20 chiefs of police and notified them Harry Friedman had disappeared and given instructions to drag the river?
Listen, I want a few details.
Sure you do. That's why I called this family conference.
When did Friedman disappear?
He was last seen this afternoon at 2:30 o'clock.
Where was that?
You had better just listen, Russell.
Where was that?
Beg pardon?
Where was Seaburn last seen?
In front of the People's Bank building.
Who was the last person to see him?
Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan.
Well, how does anybody know?
Russell, honey, it was agreed that you could remain. However, if you persist in interrupting the grown-up...
Let me ask that question. How does anybody know Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan was the last person to see Seaburn? That's ridiculous. Now, look, Uncle Fletcher, you just can't...
Harry Friedman, Sadie, honey, might be at the bottom of some lake or river, and we just stand here.
Well, if he's at the bottom of some lake or river, calling up somebody on the telephone's not going to help him much.
Excuse me a moment while I call up the chief of police of Springfield, Illinois.
Uncle Fletcher, do you know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like you're making mountains out of molehills. Like you've been doing all along with this landlady getting married business.
Sadie, honey, I could
call him. Why would Seaburn disappear?
Sadie, honey,
and if he's only been gone since 2:30 this afternoon, what on earth is there to be alarmed about? Can't be much more than 7:30 now.
It's just 7:30.
Maybe you think I haven't even taken steps to ascertain whether or not Seaburn disappeared.
What steps did you take?
I took all the steps within my power. I visited every place Seaburn hangs out. I visited the Interurban Station, the Bright Kentucky Hotel, the little tiny Petite Pleasant Feather Tea Shoppy, the 25-cent Royal Throne Barbershop, and the Greek Confectionery Store, every place.
Well, that don't mean that he...
At this very moment, Harry Friedman might be laying at the bottom of some river, lake, creek, or gully.
Why?
I will notify the chief of police of Gardner, Illinois.
No, now. And answer my question, please. Why would Friedman be lying in some gully?
You know, Sadie, what a hard time I've had arranging this marriage.
Yes, and you're trying to make it even harder.
Didn't I tell you just last week about my landlady growing lukewarm on the proposition?
You don't think she drowned, did Friedman?
Didn't I tell you that just last week, Sadie?
Well, yes, but goodness,
Didn't I tell you also that I greatly feared Friedman would start getting cold feet?
You told me.
Didn't I say I gravely suspected Friedman would develop cold feet on the idea of getting married?
Yes, you did.
Sadie, honey, it is my conviction that Harry Friedman's cold feet developed to such a point that at 2:30 o'clock this afternoon, he grew desperate.
Well, nobody's going to grow desperate enough to drown himself.
Drowning is just one of the thousands of possibilities. He might have run away. He might have escaped to Missouri or Arkansas.
Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Massachusetts.
Sure.
Maine, Michigan, Oregon, Utah.
All them states.
Maryland.
Sure, Maryland.
Or Iowa, Texas, Connecticut, Wisconsin.
All them states. Ohio.
North Carolina.
Pennsylvania.
Kansas.
Vermont.
All right, fella, that's enough. You can quit.
All them states. Harry Friedman might have escaped all them states.
Well, if he has, Uncle Fletcher, Miss Keller is well rid of him. But I'm just as sure as I'm sitting here that he'll turn up tomorrow. Why, ish, the wedding is in 2 weeks.
1 week.
All right, 1 week. And I'll bet 50 cents he'll be there with bells on. I know he will. I talked to Miss Keller the other afternoon, and she told me this Mr. Friedman is a good, devoted, substantial, thoughtful, kind, affectionate man. And I don't think she's mistaken.
I am to gather, then, Sadie, honey, am I, that you feel I am mistaken?
Yes, I feel you are mistaken.
Harry Friedman might at this moment be at the bottom of some lake, river, creek, or gully.
I'm sure he's not.
You refuse to allow me to use your telephone to notify the chiefs of police of Clinton, Decatur, Peoria, LaSalle, Dwight,
yes.
Houston, Ottawa, Pontiac, Champaign, Jacksonville,
yes, I do.
Springfield, Towanda, and Gardner?
Yes, I do refuse. I'm afraid you'll have to use someone else's telephone.
I believe this family conference can be brought to a close.
Yes, I believe so, too.
Vic, Sade, Russell, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.